and I'm feeling anyways, I'm feeling like I've come to a place which is too small for all of us.
Vrlo sam srećan što sam ponovo u Beogradu i imam osjećaj da sam došao na mjesto koje je previše malo za sve nas.
So today and in the following lectures I want to give three seminars which we have given in Switzerland in order to educate our devotees and also our guests about the process of devotional service.
Danas i na narednim lekcijama htio bih da održim seminar koji smo održali u Švajcarskoj o procesu predanog služenja za bhakte i za goste.
Because by engaging in a proper way in devotional service, everything can be had, including a new temple.
Jer ako se osoba, ako se neko pravilno angažuje u predanom služenju, može steći sve, uključujući i novi hram.
Probably execute devotional service will have the result that we will develop qualities in us which will attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Pravilno izvršavanje predanog služenja će omogućiti da razvijemo odlike koje će privući svevišnju božansku ličnost.
There are two kinds of processes of elevation in this world. One is the avaroha panta, which means by your own endeavors you try to reach a perfection.
Postoje dva procesa uzdizanja u ovom svetu. Jedan se zove avaroha panta, što znači da osoba sa osnovnim naporom pokušava da dostane savršenstvo.
And the other process is that you qualify yourself so that the real, the Supreme Personal Truth, reveals himself unto you.
A drugi proces je da se osoba kvalifikuje tako da se vrhovna istina, vrhovna osoba može u njoj otkriti.
I want to give you an example from music. One process is you write by having studied the art of composition. You write a musical piece.
Želim dati primjer iz muzike. Neko može napisati muzičko delo tako nakon studiranja kompozicije.
And the other is that by taking to a few processes which we don't want to mention here, you get an inspiration.
A drugi je da ako sledimo procese koje ne želimo ovdje spomenuti, da dobijete inspiraciju.
This inspiratio usually is more perfect, more alive than what you are working for.
Ta inspiracija je obično mnogo življa nego ono za što vi radite.
So it is stated in also in spiritual life. If you try to reach spiritual perfection by your own endeavors, you will be only able to reach to the Brahman platform, an impersonal voidness.
Također je rečeno da ako neko sopstvenim naporom pokušava da dostigne savršenstvo u duhovnom životu, da će dostići samo nivo Brahmana, bezlične praznine.
However, if you are engaged in a process of surrender, whereby which you purify your consciousness, it is possible that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who includes the Brahman understanding, becomes revealed to you.
Ali ako ste uključeni u proces predavanja, onda postaje moguće da se vama razotkrije svevišnja božanska ličnost koja sadrži Brahman, koja obuhvata Brahman.
Yes, he becomes revealed.
On se razotkriva.
Yeah. I'm learning Yugoslavian, so my translators have to be careful. Secretly, I'm having a book which Bhakti Vaishnav Milan gave me, so I'm learning. It's all right. So, now, by becoming engaged in the process of devotional service and adopting the qualities of a devotee, a question arises.
Kada se neko angažuje principalnog služenja i razvija odlike bhakte, postavlja se jedno pitanje.
It's a question of authenticity.
To je proces, to je pitanje autentičnosti.
Do you really believe that Krishna is God?
Da li zaista verujete da je Krishna Bog?
It's blue.
On je plav.
Do you really feel taking through these cloths and taking this avant-gardistic hairstyle is a proper way to express spiritual life?
Da li zaista verujete da je prihvatanje ovakve odjeće ili ovog, ove avangardne frizure pravilan način da se, da se izvršava duhovni život?
And can you really identify with the practices of Krishna consciousness?
I da li se možete zaista poistovetiti sa aktivnostima svjesnosti Krishne?
Like rising up in the morning at 4 o'clock?
Kao što je ustajanje rano ujutro u 4 sata?
And having no sexual intercourse except in marriage life, and that only for the procreation of children.
I nemati seks osim u braku i tada samo za proizvodnju dece.
By adopting these conceptions and these lifestyles, do you really feel you are authentic, or are you just playing a role?
Da li prihvatajući takav životni stil i te aktivnosti, da li se zaista osjećate autentično ili osjećate da glumite?
This question is very important. I put it in a very critical way before you.
To pitanje je veoma važno i ja vas, ja ga stavljam pred vas kao predmet kritike.
Because often we see that those who have been engaged in Krishna consciousness for some time, they leave Krishna consciousness because they have not absorbed the process.
I često vidimo da oni koji su neko vreme praktikovali proces svesnosti Krishne napuste proces svesnosti Krishne zato što se nisu zaokupili sa tim procesom.
A person goes to the coast and gets a devotee goes to the coast or to the Rolling Stones concert because he has not really understood why we do things the way we do them.
Osoba odlazi na obalu mora ili na koncert Rolling Stonesa zato što ne shvata zašto mi radimo stvari koje radimo.
He, in other words, leaves the process of Krishna consciousness because he has not really made it his own life, since there are doubts in his heart.
Osoba napušta proces svesnosti Krishne zato što ga nije učinila svojim životom, jer ima sumnje u svome srcu.
So therefore, in the following lectures, I want to explain a few the philosophical background for the activities which we do in Krishna consciousness.
Na sljedećim lekcijama htio bih da objasnim filozofsku pozadinu za djelatnosti koje mi radimo na u svesnosti Krishne.
I will not have time to go through everything, so I want to encourage my audience to put relevant questions which are on their mind or which arise when they preach to new people. I will encourage my audience to please put those questions to me after the lecture.
Ja neću imati vremena da prođem kroz sve tačke, ali bih zamolio publiku da mi postavi važna pitanja koje se pojavljuju kada propovedaju ljudima i da postavite pitanja nakon lekcije.
Because see, the goal is if we can place our shraddha, our faith, in the activities of devotional service, we will become very strong devotees.
Ako možemo da našu veru položimo u aktivnosti svesnosti Krishne, postaćemo vrlo snažni, vrlo čvrsti bhakti.
But if we do not understand them perfectly and do not integrate them into our personality, we will be at best sentimental fools.
Ako ih ne shvatimo pravilno i ne prihvatimo, onda ćemo u najbolju ruku ćemo postati sentimentalisti.
So the first series in this lecture will be how to adopt the qualities of the what are the qualities of a Vaishnav and how to adopt them.
Prva tema ove lekcije će biti koje su odlike Vaishnave i kako ih razviti.
First of all, every one of us is in his natural original position a devotee.
Pre svega, svako od nas je u svom prirodnom izvornom položaju bhakta.
Our body may be born in Serbia or America or Sweden, and therefore we have adopted a certain language and certain concepts, but these are all based on false ego, on our false identity.
Naše telo može biti rođeno u Srbiji, Americi ili Švedskoj. Mi možemo prihvatiti određeni jezik, ali to su sve određena shvatanja, ali to su sve shvatanja zasnovana na lažnom identitetu, na lažnom ja.
In our spiritual identity we have an eternal relationship to Krishna.
U našem duhovnom identitetu mi imamo večni odnos sa Krishnom, sa Bogom.
We are either his friend,
mi smo ili njegov prijatelj,
or we are a servant of Krishna,
ili sluga Krishna,
or we are a lover of Krishna,
ili ljubavnica Krishna,
or we are just in connection to Krishna, we are just a cow or a bird,
ili smo krava ili ptica koja ima odnos sa Krishna.
These are our natural we have natural spiritual identities, in other words.
Drugim rečima, mi imamo naše prirodne duhovne identitete.
But in material life, we adopt false ego.
Ali u materijalnom svijetu mi poprimamo lažni ja.
And false qualities.
I lažne odlike.
Now, how did this happen?
Kako se to desilo?
Once we were with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mi smo jednom bili sa svevišnjom božanskom ličnošću.
But because we wanted to enjoy in a separate way from him, we came into this cosmic prison.
Ali pošto smo željeli da uživamo odvojeno od njega, došli smo u ovaj kosmički zatvor.
In this cosmic zatvor, we are punished by the laws of material nature which do not allow us to live but force us to die. It's like people on death penalty.
U tom kosmičkom zatvoru nas kažnjavaju zakoni prirode koji nam ne dozvoljavaju da živimo, već smo prisiljeni da umremo kao da smo pod smrtnom kaznom.
Do they have this in Yugoslavia, death penalty?
Da li imamo
electric chair also? Yeah.
Da li ima Jugoslavija smrtna kazna?
There's electric chair.
Električna stolica.
Yeah, we are all sitting on the električka stolica. And the time of our cruel execution is fixed already with our birth.
I mi sedimo na električnoj stolici i vreme našeg okrutnog pogubljenja je već utvrđeno sa našim rođenjem.
Now at the time when we entered this material world, we adopted a prison suit.
Kada smo ušli u ovaj materijalni svijet, dobili smo zatvorsko odelo.
It is called ahankara, false ego.
Ono se zove ahankara, lažni ja.
And from this false ego, in the mode of ignorance, we eight bhutas, that means the eight material elements, earth, water, fire, and so on, developed.
Iz tog lažnog ja, koji je gunio neznanja, razvilo se osam bhuta, osam materijalnih elemenata.
From the false ego, in connection with the mode of goodness our developed.
Iz lažnog ja u vezi sa gunom vrline razvio se naš um.
And from the false ego in the mode of passion our senses developed.
Od lažnog ja u guni strasti razvila su se naša čula.
In other words, the basis of this material world, of our body, our mind and our intelligence is false ego.
Drugim rečima, osnova našeg materijalnog postojanja, našeg tela, uma i inteligencije je lažni ja.
This false ego is a cause of our material body, which is something like a prison suit.
Taj lažni ja je uzrok našeg materijalnog tela, koje je nešto poput zatvorskog dela.
So everyone should be highly interested to find out who he is, not what his false ego tells him, but who he really is, what is his spiritual, original, authentic identity.
Svako treba biti jako zainteresovan za to da sazna šta je njegov pravi identitet, ne ono što njegov lažni ja kaže, nego šta je njegov pravi autentični izvorni identitet.
And now as I said, we are all in our natural identity parts and parcels of Krishna, and therefore we have transcendental qualities. Let us hear what they are.
Kao što sam rekao, svi smo mi u našem prirodnom identitetu delići čestice Krišne, mi svi imamo izvorno transcendentalne odlike. I sada da čujemo koje su te odlike.
By hearing this, you will understand how authentic you are.
Kad čujete ovo, onda ćete moći da shvatite koliko ste autentični.
Some of us will be shocked.
Neki od nas će biti šokirani.
I think most of us. Because we are light years away from our natural self.
Mi smo mnogo svetlosnih godina daleko od našeg prirodnog jasna.
But as Akrura Prabhu reads them with his nice voice, please become encouraged. These are your real natural qualities. Rachel?
Ovdje su opisani vaši prirodni životni odlike. Bhakti su uvijek milostivi, ponizni.
Slow, that we can understand.
Bhakti su uvijek milostivi.
Milostivi, yes.
Ponizni.
Mm-hmm.
Istinoljubivi. Jednaki prema svima. Bez greške. Velikodušni. Blagi. I čisti. Oni nemaju materijalnih posjeda i vrše dobrotvorna dela za sve. Smireni su, predani Krišni i bez želja.
Where are you?
Indiferentni su prema materijalnim postignućima i utemeljeni su predanom služenju. Oni potpuno vladaju sa šest loših odlika: požudom, gnevom, pohlepom i tako dalje. Jedu samo onoliko koliko je potrebno.
A also at the Sunday feast.
I nisu...
You know, it's like intoxicated with false conceptions.
I nisu opijeni lažnim shvatanjima. Puni su poštovanja, ozbiljni, samilosni i lišeni lažnog ugleda. Prijateljski su naklonjeni, poetski raspoloženi, eksperti i smireni.
For those of you who want to read this and study this, it is in the 22nd chapter of Madhya Lila, verse number 78.
Za one koji žele da proučavaju to, to je 22. poglavlje Madhya Lile, stihovi 78 do 80.
Now, when we hear this, we will definitely think, how am I going to recover or develop these qualities again?
Kada to čujemo, prirodno želimo znati kako možemo ponovo živjeti ponovno probuditi Dharmu.
We should think about this very intensely.
Trebamo vrlo intenzivno razmišljati o tome.
When you have a very valuable jewel in its raw state, you should make an endeavor to clean it from all its dirt and from all its coverings, so that the natural light and quality of the jewel shines forth.
Kada imate vrlo vredni dragulj, onda je potrebno primijeniti proces kojim se on može očistiti od svih nečistoća, od svih prekrivača, tako da se prirodni sjaj tog dragulja manifestira.
In the Upanishamrita it is said there are six principles who help one to develop one's Krishna consciousness.
U Upanishamrita je rečeno da postoji šest principa koje pomože osobi da razvije svoju svjesnost Krishna.
One is enthusiasm.
Jedan je entuzijazam.
Then there is perseverance.
Zatim istrajnost.
In other words, sometimes when it's getting hard, then you should keep on going, not divert your attention to maya.
Drugim rečima, kad nekad postane teško, osoba treba da nastavi dalje, a ne skrene svoju pažnju na maju.
And then there is patience.
Zatim strpljivost.
Not that after one night you can expect to be a self-realized soul.
Ne možete nakon jedne noći očekivati da postanete samospoznata duša.
Then you should endeavor according to the rules and regulations which are given in the scriptures.
Zatim trebate se truditi da djelujete u skladu sa pravilima i propisima koji su dati u spisima.
See, just to be enthusiastic and perseverance on the wrong path will not bring you to the right goal.
Biti entuzijastičan i istrajan na pogrešnom putu neće dovesti osobu do pravog cilja.
Therefore the scriptures have given us the fruit, the authorized path of elevation which goes back to Krishna.
Zato što nam spisi dali ovlašeni put uzdizanja koji nas vodi nazad Krishna.
In the beginning this put, this path is full with rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti.
Na početku taj put je pun pravila i propisa sadhana bhakti.
And later you this put this path becomes spontaneous.
A kasnije taj put postaje spontan.
But if in the beginning we do not follow all the rules and regulations, then you know we will run with our juvenile energy into an abyss.
Ali ako na početku ne slijedimo ta pravila i principe, mi ćemo sa našom mladilačkom energijom pasti u abis.
Abis, yes. So I will in my lectures give a few rules and regulations for your kind, for your help in Krishna consciousness.
Da bih pomogao svjesnosti Krishna, ja bih reći na mojim lekcijama predstaviti nekoliko pravila i principa.
Then we should follow the examples of great souls.
Onda trebamo slijediti primjere velikih duša.
The acharyas.
Acharya.
Like I was speaking with Akrura today, he read in Prabhupada's biography, the Lilamrita, and he felt very inspired to see Prabhupada's shining example.
Danas sam razgovarao sa Akrurom, ja sam čitao Prabhupadovu biografiju i to ga inspirisalo, njegov pristav i primjer ga inspirisalo.
So the great devotees, they have left for us a boat by which we can cross the ocean of birth and death.
Veliki bhakti su nam ostavili brod kojim možemo preći okeana rođenja i smrti.
And this boat is reached by following their instructions and footsteps or example.
I taj brod se dostiže tako što se slijede njihove instrukcije i njihov primjer, tako što se slijede njihove stope.
And finally, we should give up the association with non-devotees.
I konačno mi trebamo da napustimo društvo abhakta.
See, to become a devotee is not a cheap thing.
Postati bhakta nije jeftina stvar.
It requires some work.
potreban je rad.
There are also things which we must avoid whilst we are on the path of Krishna consciousness.
Također postoje stvari koje moramo izbjegavati dok smo na putu svjesnosti Krishna.
One is eating more than necessary or collecting more money than we need.
Jedan je jesti više nego što je potrebno ili skupljati više novca nego što je potrebno.
Or more things.
Ili više stvari.
Dr. Sasha wrote me, he said, I'm an addicted collector of books.
Dr. Sasha mi napisao i rekao da sam ja zavisni skupljač knjiga.
That's the only thing which is allowed.
To je jedna stvar koja je dozvoljena.
We can be extremely greedy for knowledge.
Možemo biti jako pohlepi za znanje.
That's all right.
To je u redu.
But if it is directed towards other things, it will be difficult.
Ali ako je to usmjereno na druge stvari, može biti teško.
Now in America, the way they do it is they have these great classics like Shakespeare, Romeo, Julia, Goethe, and they have exquisitely print. You know, they have these, what is called? Yeah, cover. Very beautiful cover, which they put on the bookshelves.
U Americi oni imaju klasična dela kao Shakespeare, Romeo i Julija i imaju te knjige su vrlo raskošnim povezima.
They want to be they want to appear very cultured, the Americans.
Amerikanci žele da izgledaju vrlo kulturno.
But when you take such a cover from the bookshelf and you want to read it, there's nothing in.
I kad izvijete taj omot, skinete taj omot sa polici, želite da čitate, unutra nema ništa.
So when collecting spiritual truth, we should read.
Kad skupljamo duhovnu istinu, trebamo čitati.
Or when we are here in the mandir, in the temple, we should absorb the knowledge. Not that externally we appear like Vaishnavas.
I kad smo ovdje u mandiru ili u hramu, trebamo da upijemo znanje, ne da samo s polja izgledamo kao Vaishnava.
So, eating more than necessary or collecting more things than required, that's an obstacle.
Jesti više nego što je potrebno ili skupljati više stvari nego što je potrebno, to je prepreka.
Now, another obstacle is to over endeavor for mundane things which are very difficult to obtain.
Sljedeća prepreka je previše se truditi za sticanjem svetovnih stvari koje je vrlo teško steći.
If for instance now we would think, well, we must get this Sveti Sava. Because we are, it's obviously one number too big. This would be over endeavor for worldly things which are very difficult to attain. One number too big.
To je bilo previše, ulaganje previše napora za svetovne stvari.
So then talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters.
Onda nepotrebno govoriti o svetovnim temama.
This is called prajalpa and is compared to a loose woman. I think you call her is it in English? Ure, is it the German word? Prostitute, yes.
Jedna od prepreka je prađalpa, to znači beskorisni razgovori i taj beskorisni razgovor je upoređen sa prostitutkom.
The prostitute smiles very kind on you. But she only thinks of your money. No question of love.
Prostitutka se vrlo lepo smeši, ali samo misli na vaš novac, nema ni govora o ljubavi.
So Bernie talks about nonsense. One feels so happy and so nice, huh? But no question of essence.
U svetovnim razgovorima o glupostima osoba se osjeća jako lepo i jako srećno, ali nema ni govora o suštini.
Therefore it is like the friendliness of a prostitute, these talks.
I zato su ti razgovori poput prijateljstva prostitutke.
I think you all know when you talk with your old friends maybe about Maya, like about the Marco, had much opportunity. Then after some time it is tasteless, isn't it?
Kao, na primjer, kad razgovarate sa vašim prijateljima o Maji, onda nakon nekog vremena je to bezukusno.
And one feels not right.
I osoba se ne osjeća u redu.
One wants to eat or sleep afterwards, that's all.
Nakon toga osoba želi da jede ili da spava, to je sve.
Now, the fourth obstacle is that you practice the rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not because you want to make spiritual advancement. You become like a smarter brahmana.
Četvrta prepreka je da želite slijediti pravi principe samo radi pravila principa, a ne radi napretka. Postanete kao smarta brahmana.
You arise every morning 5 minutes after 3.
Ustajete svako jutro 5 minuta nakon 3.
And eat only 5 plums and 6 chickpeas.
Moraš da pojete samo 5 šljiva i 6 zrna slanca.
You learn the instruments really good.
Učite svirati instrumente jako dobro.
All ragas.
Sve rage.
But and you may even learn the philosophy that you can quote all the verses.
I možete naučiti filozofiju, a da ne možete citirati sve stihove.
But in your life you just want to be proud.
Ali u vašem životu želite samo da budete ponosni.
You do not want to serve Krishna.
Ne želite služiti Krishna.
That's an obstacle.
To je prepreka.
The other obstacle is to not follow the rules and regulations.
Sljedeća prepreka je ne slijediti pravila principa.
Then, first, is associating with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
Peta je družiti se sa svjetovnim osobama koje nisu zainteresovani za svjetlost Krishna.
And sixth is if you are greedy for mundane things.
I šesta je pohlepa za svjetovnim stvarima.
So Srila Prabhupada has given us one great wonderful point how we can check our spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada nam je dao znanje o tome kako možemo provjeriti naš napredak u svjetlosti Krishna.
See, we have given now we have taught spoken about six principles which are favorable.
Mi smo sada objasnili šest principa koji su povoljni.
Let us just to be sure hear what these six principles are.
Samo da budemo sigurni da čujemo koji je to šest principa.
Kudasan, please tell us one.
Sigurno, reci nam jedan.
How will you become a devotee? What are you doing?
Kako ćeš postati bhakta? Šta radiš ako ćeš postati bhakta?
Just playing medanga and being wild, or is there something else?
Samo da sviraš medangu i luduješ ili nešto drugo?
Chanting. So, chanting also. That's right. So you are given one of the six principles. So follow the rules and regulations of devotional service. The regulated principles which are Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. So one thing you know. So now the more difficult questions come.
Jednu stvar si jedan si dao, jednu stvar si opisao, sleđenje regulatnog principa koji počne sa Shravanam i Kirtanam.
What,
what
else is good to develop Krishna consciousness? Guneshwara. we spoke about it. What?
Truthfulness.
That's very nice, but this is on a very high level, what you say. Have you ever noticed when you speak, you always want to look better than you actually are?
Da li ste primetili da kada govorite uvijek želite izgledati bolje nego što jeste?
Our friends, when you ask them how much rounds do you chant? 5.5 every day.
Kad pitamo naše prijatelje, Krišne, koliko si krugova odmahtao, svaki dan mantram 5.5 krugova.
They only chant 4 rounds.
A sad mantra je 4 krugova.
So in worldly dealings, you want to always, when you describe a situation, you always want to appear very nice.
Kada opisujete kada među ljudima opisujete sebe, uvijek želite izgledati jako lepo.
How many people came to the program?
Koliko ljudi došli na program?
Oh, 500. There are only 300, but...
Bilo je samo 300, ali...
So, yes, these are the qualities, but I was asking about the principles which are favorable for developing devotional service.
To su osobine, ali ja sam pitao za principe koji su povoljni za razvijenje svjetlosti Krišne.
Yeah, that's also very nice. For regulated principles, but more specific, what helps you to develop Krishna consciousness? The four regulated principles just help you to be undisturbed.
Association with advanced devotees.
Association with more advanced. Now, Ganesh Bhargava gets an extra plus point. because it is here, follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. So that also means to associate it with the more advanced devotees. That's correct, yes. So,
Gunashvara dobija ekstra jedan plus. Ovdje sljeđenje stopa acharya, to je također znači družiti se sa naprednim bhaktama.
He gets the plus point because he has expressed it in a different way than it is mentioned.
Dobio je još jedan plus zato što je ga objasnio drugačiji način nego što je to spomenuto.
But he has understood the essence.
Ali shvati suštinu.
So, someone else, please tell us, what is favorable?
Molio se još neko da mi kaže šta je povoljno od ovo što smo spomenuli.
Enthusiasm! Very good!
Enthusiasm!
Very nice! You must have realized this point.
Molio se spoznala to.
Enthusiasm. Now how will you how to become enthusiastic?
Kako postati entuzijastičan?
From your own realization. What do you do when you are not enthusiastic, Sadi?
No, I'm detected. No, I mean I would say I know, I forgot.
Say it!
The best thing is to associate with someone who is enthusiastic.
Najbolja stvar je družiti se sa nekim koji je entuzijastičan.
What do you personally do when you are not enthusiastic?
Šta ti radiš kad nisi entuzijastičan?
Try to be enthusiastic.
Very good!
Pokušavam da
budem
entuzijastičan.
This is a very nice answer. It shows you will become a very nice devotee.
Pokazuje da ćeš postati veoma fini bhakta.
Because when you are enthusiastic, even if you are not enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness, by just going through the motions, so to say, you actually adopt this quality. This is mysterious.
If you do as if, then
you adopt the qualities.
Ako neko nije entuzijastičan, ali ako deluje kao da je entuzijastičan, ako nastavi dalje da deluje kao da je entuzijastičan, onda će postati entuzijastičan.
For instance, in kirtan, when you do not feel like dancing and like singing very loudly, if you just do it, you become very inspired in Krishna consciousness. Have you noticed this? It's amazing.
Na primjer u kirtanu, ako niste entuzijastični, ali plešete kao da ste entuzijastični i pevate, onda postanete entuzijastični. Da li ste to primetili?
Or, if you are not humble, just by pretending to be humble, after some time it comes, the humbleness.
I ako niste ponizni, ako samo glumite da ste ponizni, onda postepeno će to doći postati prirodno.
Have you noticed this?
Da li ste to primetili?
Sometimes you just... Yes, I will do what you say.
Ponekad kažete, da uradit ću ovo što kažeš.
It comes.
To prirodno dolazi.
Because Krishna helps.
Jer Krishna pomaže.
To be enthusiastic means you have to be actually free from material desires.
Biti entuzijastičan znači biti oslobođen materijalnih želja.
Material desires always bind you and keep you in a very almost dead way.
Matera žene su vezuju I umrčuju.
The more you are full with material desires, the more you lose your quality of being spontaneous.
Što više imate materijalne želje, to više gubite odliku spontanosti.
Yes. So, okay, so we had enthusiasm. This was Gajamukha's point. She was the first one who remembered the quality as it is, as it was given, so she also gets an extra plus point.
Ovo je treća odlika, Gajamukha također dobije jedan plus više, zato što je bila prva koja je rekla odliku tako kako jeste.
So what else is favorable?
Šta je još povedala?
To accept whatever is favorable and to reject whatever is unfavorable for the devotional service.
Yes, but please, you didn't listen. These are all new things.
Da, ali, izvini, ali nisi slušao, to su sve nove stvari. Ovo su nove stvari.
We are now in the very beginning of Krishna consciousness. We speak of the very, the principal things for developing Krishna consciousness.
Sada smo na samom početku svjetlosti Krišne I govorimo o glavnim stvarima za razvijenje svjetlosti Krišne.
So, do we allow that Gajamukha knows all the answers?
No.
Yeah, oh, Maharaji. Very good. Yes.
Patience.
Yes. Mahodari and Puneshwara had to learn a lot of these principles, isn't it? I remember when they were friends of Krishna and it was going a little slow, so they had to learn to be patient.
Mahodari and Puneshwara su morali da nauče dosta tih principa, sjećam se kad su bili prijatelji Krishne, išlo malo sporo, pa su morali da nauče. A ove principe, da, I stranost.
So,
remember Krishna.
This is included in what little Sudarshan gave as an answer, to practice Krishna consciousness according to the rules and regulations, and one and the most important rule and regulation is to remember Krishna and never forget him.
Ovo je uključeno u ono što je onaj odgovor koji je dao moj sudršan. Jedna principa je stalno sjećati Krishna, nikada ga ne zaboraviti.
So, to make it easy for all of you, I will just list them again as they are given. I'm sure many of you know other principles, but to make it short, we just go through the list again. It starts with being enthusiastic. Yes? Endeavor with confidence. Or be patient. Act according to the regulative principles.
Delovati prema regulativnim principima.
Abandon the association of non-devotees.
Izbjegavati društvo abhakta.
And follow in the footsteps of the great acharya.
I slijediti stope velikih acharya.
There are other principles which I will now read to you, which will give you a very nice understanding what is helpful.
Pročuti ću vam sada principe koje će vam dati fino razumevanje u tome što vam pomoći.
In order to finish our greatest enemy, which is the false ego, we must take to a lifestyle which will purify the mind, the intelligence, and then also the conception of who we are.
Da bismo se oslobodili najveće nepritene lažnog ja, moramo prihvatiti proces
which will purify the senses, the lifestyle. That's why we follow these four regulative principles which Puneshwara Prabhu mentioned.
Zato sledimo četiri regulativna principa koja je spomenuo Puneshwara Prabhu.
No eating of meat, no intoxication, no sex.
ne jesti meso, ne prostituirati se, nema nezakoniti seks.
Yeah, so these purify the senses.
To pročišćava čula.
Then there are those things which purify the mind.
Zatim one stvari koje pročišćavaju um.
Like no. Not being greedy.
Maybe keep pochlepan.
Hearing the scriptures. Speaking only things which are truthful. Please purify the mind. Then we also do things which purify the intelligence.
Ali također da bi stvari koje pokušavaju inteligenciju.
Think about the philosophy.
Mislim o filozofiju.
We absorb it.
Absorbiramo.
And then there are things which purify the ego, the false ego.
Zatim da bi stvari koje pokušavaju vašu ja.
We say, just on sluga. Which inspires us for Krishna consciousness.
Moramo ga staviti u sredinu koja nas inspiriše za Krishna.
So I will give you some rules, huh? Offer respect and obeisances to the Guru, to Krishna and his devotees.
Daću vam neka pravila. Odajte poštovanje Guru, Krishna i Dharma.
By offering obeisances to the devotee, the devotee becomes very merciful towards us.
Kada gledamo poštovanje bhakti, bhakta postaje jako milosti prema nama.
When we see the devotee was more than, let us immediately pay our obeisances to him.
Kada vidimo bhakti koji je nadređeni, onda odmah mi trebamo oti poštovanje.
Not just if the samyadi comes in with a stick, then we pay our obeisances. No! Not the devotee does that.
Ne sam malo sam ja se doći sa štapom da onda odem na poštovanje, nego također drugim bakom.
Then get up before 4 o'clock and attend Mangalarati.
Onda ustati pre 4 sata i doći na Mangalarati.
The members of the preaching party have difficulties with this.
Slavavi, da to gledaš i kumu kaj ima poti što će sati.
On this tour, the latest I got into bed was 2 o'clock, 2:30 I think. That was the record on this tour.
Nalazite mi na kasnije sam išao kada je kroz 2:30.
So then we can get up at 4 o'clock.
Ja ne se ne vješ pričat.
Our body may be there, but you know, our mind will be in some distant fantasy still.
Naše tijelo je možda nema glavitiko, ali naš um je u nekoj udobu na fantaziji.
Ja, to mogu mi da ti je.
Ali sutra je da ne vješ. Sutra je da ćete nas vidjeti za mene glavitiko.
Samo hvala. Then immediately take a shower after waking up. The break after passing through
it
helps you to be in a very positive spirit.
If you
pass through it, the body becomes so to say, covered with a layer of ignorance. This is how it is described.
Ako vršite veliku nuždu, onda telo postane, opisano je telo postane pokriveno slojem neznanja.
Yes, so, of course, for the Buddhists, everything
is because they never think of washing up. Is it if you tell it to your parents, everything? It's going a little bit too far now.
Naturalist će misli da je to previše ludo. Ako biste rekli roditeljima vašim, onda misli da je to predaleko.
Mama, tata, bathe after...
Mama, tata, kuka to se nakon što ne verite ludo.
But we are, as devotees, we are becoming more sensitive.
Ali kao bhakti mi postajemo senzitivni.
We become more, we feel more the subtle influences.
Više osjećamo subtilne utjece.
Then,
always wear clean cloth.
Uvijek nositi čistu odeću.
For a devotee, he should always change his shirt. There's a minimum empty underwear every day.
Minimum je da bhakta uvijek menja svoju košulju i dolineš.
Never steal anything.
Nikad ništa ne krasti.
Even if your name is Sudarshan.
Čak i ako je vaše ime Sudarshan.
Never use unpleasant words.
Nikad ne koristiti neprijatne reči.
Never tell a lie.
Nikad ne izgovoriti laž.
Laž, ne laž. It's very bad to tell a laž.
To je vrlo loše.
And then, never speak bad about others.
Nikad ne govoriti laž o drugima.
When you speak bad about others in the absence of others, your character goes down.
Ako u odsutnosti drugih govorite loše o drugima, vaš karakter se degradira.
This is what the karmis always do when there is the other karmi is not around. They talk, oh, did you know he's such a rascal.
To karmi rade, kad drugi karmi nije tu, oni kažu, o, znaš, on je tako niskog.
Yes, but when the drugi karmi is there, oh, how nice you are, I'm so glad to see you.
The drugi karmi tu, oni kažu, oh, kako si ti fin, drago mi je što te vidim.
This is very bad in devotional service if you do this.
To je vrlo loše ako se radi u prednom služenju.
Do not become inimical to others. Do not become anyone's enemy.
Nemojte postati ničim neprijatelj.
Sometimes it is so that one devotee behaves in a way we cannot understand.
Ponekad se desi da se neki bhakta ponaša na način koji mi ne možemo shvatiti.
Or which is not our style.
Ili koji nije u skladu sa našim stilom.
But that doesn't mean we should become like what is it, Cessna or the Serbian partisans? I must be very careful these days. Bengula, I made such a joke, and immediately one man was highly disturbed.
He was very much
scared. Then, do not develop friendship with people who are non-devotees.
Nemojte razvijati prijateljstvo sa ljudima koji su adakte.
Non-devotees means they are envious.
Adakte znači su zavidni.
Fallen.
Pali.
Insane.
Ljudi.
Yes. Inimical.
Neprijateljski naklonjeni.
Extravagant.
Extravagantni.
Full of lies.
Full of laži.
Women hunters.
Lovci na žene.
So on. Do not sleep too much, but also do not stay awake too much. Sometimes when devotees do not sleep enough, they become very disturbed and easily agitated. Then do not insult women.
Onda nemojte vređati žene.
Sometimes due to our monk lifestyle, we are brahmacharis, we begin to talk bad about women. This is not good. This shows a subtle attachment.
Ponekad zbog našeg monaškog životnog stila, života brahmacharija, mi počnemo loše govoriti o ženama. To je simptom vezanosti.
Yes. Never cause any harm to anyone.
Nikada nikome nemojte nauditi.
Try to do good to others.
Pokušajte činiti dobro drugima.
The best thing you can do for others is to give them spiritual knowledge.
Najbolja stvar koju možete uraditi za druge je dati im duhovno znanje.
Therefore, Sankirtan, the distributing of knjiga, yes, knjiga, yes, is welfare activity.
Sada je delinje knjiga, najviša dobrotvorna delatnost.
then also do not make fun out of people who are brutals and ludi and so on. Or who are fallen. Then do not quarrel with others.
Nemojte se svađati sa drugima.
Never praise yourself.
Nemojte nikad hvaliti sebe.
Then never look at a naked woman.
Nikad nemojte gledati u nagu ženu.
Also not in this magazine shops. There are sometimes this pornography.
Također ne u prodavnice magazina pornografski časopis.
Yes. So these are some helpful principles.
To su neki principi koji...
We could tell much more, but it would be too much.
Ne mogu smo još mnogo više na principale su, ali to je bilo previše.
Let us start here.
Let us start here. Započnemo odavde.
Then one other, now the most important principle for a Vaishnava. What is this?
Koji je najvažniji princip za Vaishnava?
I want to hear this from you.
Želim to čuti od vas.
Everyone gets a plus point to say something because everything is correct. Let us say everything is correct. I mean, it may not be the most important principle, but it is certainly all principles are important.
Svako će dobiti plus jer što god neko kaže je važan princip.
On which principle do you recognize who is a devotee, who is an advanced devotee?
Na bazi kog principa ne poznate neko koji je napredan bhakta.
He can jump the highest in kirtan.
On može najviše skupiti, može najviše skakati kirtan.
Yes, Akrude.
As I said, devotee is the most important principle for a devotee is to always associate with devotees. Najvažniji princip za bhakti je da se uvijek drži sa bhaktom.
That's nice.
Što je lepo, ali se ne
vidim. You already have one plus one?
To accept everything which is favorable and reject everything which is unfavorable.
Yes, this is very important. It is a fact.
To je vrlo važno, to je činjenica. Ali?
Ne se dodavati pošto vam je napredim bakta.
It should be offering the basis to the advanced devotees.
That's most important.
Ne to najvažnije?
It is very important.
To je vrlo važno.
Yes, to serve Krishna. That's coming very close.
Serve Krishna. That's jako blizu.
Let us eat Yamojana. Iveshvara, sorry, please. It's me.
Following the instructions of the spiritual master.
This is the most confidential principle.
Not the meaning principle.
That's very important. Yeah, for Sankirtan it is. This was the same? Yeah. Uh-huh, it was the same, huh?
To always be like Krishna.
That's very nice. Then our yes.
To be attracted by Krishna.
That's very nice. Prabhupada said you can the primary quality of a devotee is that he has love for Krishna.
Prabhupada je rekao da je najvažnija odlika bhakti da ima ljubav prema Krishna.
That's in Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur puts this thing.
To je Bhaktivinoda Thakur napisao u Harinama Chintamani.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave another principle.
Ali Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dao drugi princip. Determination in Krishna consciousness.
That's also very nice, yeah.
To serve the spiritual master, pure devotee.
That's a very important principle.
Yes. Always remember Krishna name for that.
Yeah? It is said in these two principles that is the essence of all the regulated principles.
Rečeno da su ta dva principa suština svih regulativnih principa.
But we are still looking.
Ali još uvijek tražimo pravi odgovor.
Biti
To be a servant of karmis.
Yeah, this is a good interpretation. This is also very important.
So dobrom interpretacijom, ovo je također vrlo važan princip.
I know that you have the right interpretation.
Znam da imaš pravu interpretaciju.
So, yes! Very good. What do you want?
Da, very good. Šta želiš? Šta?
Lord Chaitanya said the primary symptom of a Vaishnava is that he always chants the holy name.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the primary symptom of Vaishnava is that he always chants the holy name.
That's how you recognize a Vaishnava.
Tako prepoznate Vaishnava.
Now at the same time, by this principle, you actually can develop all these qualities which have been mentioned by the devotees. Please always remember, if you independently from the process of devotional service try to adopt good qualities, you will just end up on the mentality niveau. It won't be authentic.
Ako nezavisno od procesa predanog služenja pokušamo da razvijemo te principe, pokušamo da razvijemo te principe, onda ćete završiti na mentalnom nivou.
You have to purify the soul.
Morate pročistiti dušu.
And therefore we talked a lot on principles which are helpful for developing Krishna consciousness.
Iz toga smo puno govorili o principima koji su koji pomažu u razvijanju svesnosti Krishna.
The essence, Rupa Goswami says, of all instructions is to always chant the holy name.
Suština svih instrukcija je, Rupa Goswami kaže, uvijek pevati svete ime.
In the beginning we will not have any taste.
Na početku nećemo imati nikakav ukus.
Therefore it is impossible.
Stoga je to nemoguće.
After 16 rounds we put the bee back somewhere else.
Nakon 16 krugova mi stavimo negdje na drugo mjesto torbicu za džepu.
And then only if we hear tape in the temple, we might sometimes, due to habit, sing Hare Krishna. You know, it might come something out.
Ja mi samo ako čujemo kasetu u hramu, onda možemo zapevati Hare Krishna.
So, I want to end this little lecture now. My intention in giving it the way I gave it was to activate your brains a little bit.
Moja ideja u davanju ove lekcije i način na koji sam je dao je bio zbog toga da aktiviram vaše mozgove.
Because in order to become successful in Krishna consciousness, you have to actively pursue the path.
Jer da biste postali uspješni svjesni Krišne, morate aktivno slijediti put.
Now we want to enter into the second phase of our Beograd preaching, which is to have a nice temper. We must boil the milk, so to say.
Mi želimo ući u drugu fazu našeg razvitka našeg Beograd bez hrama. Želimo imati novi hram. To znači da moramo kuvati mleko, da probimo.
You know, if you have milk, when you boil it, it becomes like a nice cream, very tasty.
Ako kujete mleko, ono postane kao vrlo ukusan krem.
But if you constantly add water to it, it will always be a little thin.
Ali ako stane dolete vodu u mleko, ono će biti uvijek malo tanko.
So each devotee in our wonderful temple here in Beograd, we have the nicest devotees in all of Yugoslavia here. He should and she should think how to boil.
Svaki bakta u ovom našem divnom hramu u Beogradu treba da misli na to kako kuvati mleko. Ovdje imamo najbolje bakte u Jugoslaviji.
By taking seriously to the process, you will become very authentic, a very strong in Krishna consciousness, very fixed, rooted.
Ako ozbiljno prihvatite proces, ćete vrlo autentično srstiti Krishna, vrlo sna, vrlo čvrsto srstiti Krishna, vrlo u fiksirani, u korenju, u temeljenju.
And when Krishna sees the devotees like this, he will like to help them as much as possible.
I ako Krishna vidi takve bhakte, on će želiti da im da što je moguće više.
People will become attracted, all these slatki bhaktas.
Će biti privučeni sa tim slatkim bhaktama.
Like condensed milk is very, this cooked down milk is very slatki.
Kondensovano mleko, dobro iskuvano mleko, ono je slatko.
So we want to do this very much because we can preach so much, and just to come to Beograd means one is just shaking with enthusiasm. So mature is the preaching field here.
Samo kad neko dođe u Beograd već se presa entuzijazma, jer je jako fino polje, jako plodno polje za popularno.
You will see tomorrow evening if the advertisement was all right. I think it was, isn't it? Good. You would see wonders. You will again see such how Beograd is the nicest place for preaching in Yugoslavia.
Ako je reklama bila dobra, onda vidjet ćete sutra uveče, vidjet ćemo čuda, kako je Beograd najbolje mjesto za propovedanje u Jugoslaviji.
But if we do not become a little thicker in Krishna consciousness and stronger, then Sarajevo will have a bigger temple than us soon. Split, Zagreb, and the main place in Yugoslavia will be always like Sumatovacka.
Thicker?
If you don't become thicker, this means stronger in devotion.
Ako ne postanemo snažniji u svesnosti Krišne, onda će uskoro Sarajevo imati veći hram, Split, sva druga mjesta, i u Beogradu koje je najplodnije mjesto za propovedanje će biti u Sumatovačka, malo mjesto.
So I'm thanking you very, very much for your kind attention.
Puno vam zahvaljujem za vašu ljubaznu pažnju.
Please forgive me if I'm sometimes a little dinamitsko.
Molim vas, oprostite me ako sam ponekad malo dinamičan.
My duty in life is to try to shake the devotees.
Moja dužnost u životu je da ponekad prodrmam bhakte.
And I hope I will always be shaken by the devotees.
Ja se nadam da će mene bhakte se drmati.
So that I can do this duty.
Tako da mogu da uradim tu dužnost.
So I think today we will not take any questions because it is already late. It is after 9. But please come, also our guests, it would be very nice if you can come, please, tomorrow morning. We will have the second part of this seminar. It will be on the relationship of the guru and the disciple.
Molimo naše goste koji mogu da dođu sutra ujutro, imat ćemo seminar o odnosu između guru i učenika.
You have to go to school tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
No?
No.
Good. Changed into a tree.